and I can find the exact way I keep the old ones. Because at least once or twice a semester, I forget to turn on the recorder. And I can then send you back to last semester and say, go look at that one. Okay, so you missed the last part of second arrays, and so now we're moving on to third arrays, and I've got the recorder turned on, so we'll have that part at least, and I will try to find out information for the second. Okay, colors dot doc. Yeah, you don't have to read the dot doc. Colors basic is what I want. Colors.doc is just shows you the code. I just pasted the code from a variety of these into colors.doc. Okay. So we're going to look at colors basic. I didn't make them all actually have the color. Some of these examples I left black and white. Under sheet leasing is probably, but anyway. These I actually made the color show up. So I've got a rainbow array up there. And I said, okay, the array is going to be red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. So that's just a very basic array. We're not getting into keys and values. We've just got a very basic array of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Okay. So I've got array indexes or subscripts that go from 0 up to 5. So I said echo out rainbow 0. And so it goes in and gives me red, because that's the first one. And then I said echo out rainbow 5, so it goes and gives me purple, because that's the last one. Okay. So then I did a for each. And I said, okay, count equals 0, while count is less than 6, increment count by 1 each time. And then I said, okay, echo out H2. The style equals the color of rainbow count, okay, because you can write the name of the color as a style. So I said on H2 the style is going to be color is going to be rainbow modified by count. So it's going red, orange, yellow, and then I want to print out the color is, and I want to print out the word. Okay, so in one place I'm taking what's in the array and applying it to the color and style, and in the other place I'm just taking it and saying the color is and taking the word from the array and putting out the word from the array. So I'm going into the array and grabbing the count, and one time the word red is coming in as my style color, and the other time it's just coming in as a word. And I did that with just a for statement. Questions? Okay, so the next one is using for each. And this one is called colors for each. Thank you.
Okay, so this one, I didn't use the style. I just wrote out the words.
Okay, so up here, I've got an array, and this is an associative array. So I've got 0 is associated with red, 1 is associated with orange, and I've gone across and put in the associative array. Okay? And so now I'm doing a for each, and I'm saying rainbow as color. Okay, so rainbow is the name of the array. Color hasn't been defined anything, but I'm defining it here. And the color is what's up in the array, the value that's in the array. Okay, so the color is the value that's in the array. So I'm getting, the color is red, the color is orange, and so forth. Okay. So it's defining it there as the value. And this is the kind of interesting part. That is the array. And each element, as I step through the array, we've seen that before, for each, where it gives it a name for each element. And so dollar sign color is the element, is the name for each element in the array. Okay. And then it writes out whatever dollar sign color is, and it's doing the for each, so it's going through each one. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So if you do 2 headers, it automatically goes to the next line.
2 headers, where am I?
No, header 2. You have echo header 2. You don't need
Echo header 2, yes. I'm sorry, it wasn't following. Yes, header 2. Headers always move down to the next line. Unless you do something to stop that. But headers always move down to the next line.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
HTML.
Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember how you stop it. And you basically put it inside a context. And I think it's block. I have to look it up. So, yes, it's been a long time. Okay, so the next one, I think, is for each one. This is for each one. Okay. The difference in these is how I treated the for each that I've got a count in them. Okay, so these two are basically the same, except that I did a few extras over here. And I've got a count inside that I'm using inside the for each. Okay, so I'm setting up a count. Okay, so now it is going through and it's telling me what count is. So I asked it to tell me count, and it says the count is 0, the count is 1. So that's totally kind of removed from the thing in the array. I'm not using it to get things out of the array. I'm using the for each to get things out of the array. So the count is just kind of there. It's just another field that I'm keeping track of. Okay, but the for each is in control. Okay. Notice that the numbers have changed, but it still is working. I and I think I just closed down the thing that I didn't want to close down, which is the output. Okay. So I've got count is going 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's going through the array in order, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. But notice that the numbers are different. Orange here is now a 3, yellow is now a 5. It's totally ignoring those. It's going through in sequence. Okay, so that's going through in sequence. Now, if we look at for each 2, and these are just a series that I played around with to kind of show. This time, I went through, and instead of just saying colors here, I used the associative structure, like what you have up there, where I say index color. Okay, so that means I want to see both the index and the color. Okay. So I'm telling it the index is still going through the array in order. Still going through in order. But I'm now telling it that the index is 0 for red, that the index is 3 for orange, 5 for yellow. So I still went through it in sequence, but the indexes are different. It kind of escapes me as to why I'd want to do this, but, I mean, it seems to me that it makes more sense on the whole to keep them in order, but it can be done this way. And notice the last one, the index is 1 and the color is, because I don't have a color for the last one. Okay, the last one is empty. And then the last one in this sequence So on this one, I put in the style, and I went in and used it to get out the color again. I went back to getting out the color. Again, it went through in sequence. Okay. So I can go in, if I say, get me rainbow modified by 0, it gets me red. If I say, get rainbow modified by 5, it gives me yellow. If I say rainbow modified by 1, it gives me nothing. And if I say rainbow modified by 2, it gives me purple. So I can use those numbers to access it and get specific ones out of it. But when I go down to the for each, it goes through in sequence. Goes red, orange, yellow, just goes through in total sequence. So those numbers can be used to access individuals, but with the for each, it will go through in sequence. And if you choose not to remember this, I don't think your life will be any worse. I think you'll still be able to do this stuff just fine. But it's just kind of interesting that the index matters, the key matters, when you are taking individual records out. But with the for each, it goes through the sequence. And now I think I've got a load of them that I should be closing up. just close them all up. Okay. One of these I went through and said count, and one of them I went through and did the for each. And still were counting it just to show that it wasn't having an impact. And I'm trying to think if there's any others in this sequence. Okay, now on this one, I did the four. And when I did the four loop, and I went from 0 to 7, it says the count is 0 and the color is red. And then it says the count is 1 and the color is, and leaves it blank. So notice that with the four statement, it's using the numbers. The color is 2 and the color is purple. Okay. So it is using the numbers with the 4. So the indexes start to matter when I'm using the 4, but when I do the 4 each, it ignores them again and goes in sequentially. Okay, so the color is red, orange, yellow. The difference is that here I'm saying get me rainbow modified by count. Here I'm just saying rainbow is the array, each current one is colors, and so it goes through sequentially. But if I wanted to go through in order, if these numbers were important to me and I wanted to go through in order, then I can use count. I mean, sorry, I can use 4, is what I meant to say. And it goes through and gives me the colors according to the index. And then color words. Colors, words, I can't spell. Okay. So now I've got 4 each. And when I put in both of these, when I put in just one word here, it's the value. When I put in both, it's the key and the value, or the index. Okay? So now I am saying, for each, show me the index. And so it is saying first red, second orange, and it's going through and showing me both the key or index and the color. And just to show that I can have a word there as opposed to a number, so I put in a word. And as I said, probably your life will not be. Experiment with braces. And we're going to see more with braces in a minute. And I think I've got these all in order. I very carefully went through last night and tried to figure out the order that these should be in.
Because I need to start going back and numbering things. Anyway, this one is using curly braces. And we're going to see that basically there are times when it gets totally confused.
And using the braces is important to unconfusing it. Okay? So in this one, I said,
I set up a literal, said language is PHP. And then I said, using curly braces in, and I put braces around that, okay? And without curly braces, and they get me exactly the same thing. So I don't need curly braces around this, because that got me exactly the same. But I'm gonna show you a place, two places, where you need curly braces. And this, by the way, is important. This is kind of stuff you're gonna use a lot. Then I came up and I defined a word called what, and I put toy in it. And then this is a problem that you have when you want to put it in English. So I said, I wanted to say, put your toys away. Well, when I made $what, okay, and put an S on it, then obviously it was not a variable that is understood. So it crashed on me. And it tried, so it said, put your away, and just didn't put it in there. So then the next one I said, okay, I'm going to put $what, and then I'm going to leave a space and put an S, and then it came up with looking pretty silly with the S all by itself. But when I put braces around this, okay, curly braces around it, then I could put the S right up next to it without destroying the name. And so I got to put out what I wanted to, which is put your toys away. Okay? So the curly braces basically were to set aside the variable and so that it knew what the name of the field was. And so the S after it was just something separate. Okay, so this is something that's worth knowing. Some of the other stuff we looked at, as I said, you can probably go through life without knowing it. But this one, how to use the curly braces like that, ends up being a really valuable thing. And when you're swear that you wrote it correctly, but it's not interpreting it correctly, if you go in and throw a couple of braces in, then a curly braces in, then it frequently interprets it right. It seems to straighten things out. Okay, questions? And now I'm trying to find the one and remember the one that has that in it. Well, I guess we'll just go through these, and when we see it, we'll see it. A test might possibly be it. Yeah. That's another test. So this is worth looking at next, I guess. And then we'll try to find the one that gives it more practical application. So I have an array, and I have, again, arrays when they first started out were meant to be collections of the same kind of data. Now it has progressed past that, is an associative array, and I've set up an array for my address. Okay, so I've said the street number will be 123, the street name will be main, and the street type will be street. Okay. So then I put in, echo out the street address, and I put a dollar sign on the outside, and that worked. Okay. Actually, I'm looking at this now. Do you see a different, oh, without the quotes. Look at it quickly, let me see, without the quotes. That first one, and this kind of shows you that if you need to do something, you can do some manipulation. The first one where the street name was in quotes worked fine. The one down below with the street name that was not in quotes didn't work fine. So I commented it out. Okay, and I got a real crash error where it just totally gave up on me, which is why I put those in. Okay. Then I did on the next one, street address, and it was fine. Okay, so I got the street address, and I'm putting out the name, and it put out the name just fine. Okay, then I added in the dollar sign address, and it came out just fine. And then I've got another error where I didn't put the quotes around it. Okay, so the quotes, when I'm using the curly braces, the quotes become important, and when I didn't use the curly brace, which was the line up above, it worked fine without the quote. Okay, so if you're using the curly braces, it wants to have the quote in there. And then I put out the street number. I had another error, I put out the street number, and I got the street number all right. And then I went out and put out the street name and the number and the type, and I got those to work all right. The main lesson that comes out of this is if something's not working, tweak it a little. Put the quotes in around, put the braces in around, and you can probably tweak it to the point that it will work all right. There's one I want to look at, and then we can come back to this. But I would look it over. And I'm trying to remember which one it is. Testcom? No. Okay, this isn't that. This is just a beginning associative array. And I guess I will just go through and look for it. Okay. Shall I just go home?
Only one at a time.
That's right, only one at a time, exactly. I begin to get that feeling after a while. Okay.
this one is showing, and I guess I'm going back because this is the one that happened to come up, but it's the beginning of an associative array, where I said, okay, department manager for women's is Reynolds, department manager for men's is Johnson, and I went back and forth between the curlies, and I mean the single and the double quotes. So on this one, I said,
echo out the department name and go and get the department name and the department manager and go get the department manager. Okay? These are the keys. These are the values. Okay, so I've got key and value. Okay, right now I've got men's.
And I can change that and make it women's. And just because
I had picked the one that I put the double quote on, so I wanted to show you the women's word sign. So I'm now saying department name women's, department manager is Reynolds. So I'm getting both the key and the value. Okay. Notice how it does that. This is printing out, okay, the key. And this is saying, okay, now go and using the department name, get me the department manager. So department name has been defined as women's, and that's coming out here. Department manager is from the array, and so it's saying get me the department manager to modify by the department name.
Okay, so in other words, once I have found the department name match, I then go in and get the department manager. So the department name can be used as an index.
So indexes don't have to be numbers. They can be department names. So I'm saying go in and get the manager who goes with that department name.
Okay, this is kind of a good one too. A SOSH check. Okay. So this one,
again, it's an associative array. And the associative array has the key and then the value. Okay? So I set it up as this is the array called CIS-159. And it has the information about CIS-159, which includes the credits, the semester, and the name. Okay, so I've set that array up. So now I'm saying for each. And then I'm saying I want to talk about both the key and the value. I want to talk about both the key and the value. If I didn't have that, if I just had one thing there, it would talk about the value.
But if I want to talk about both, I put it in and I use the associative array symbol, which is that equal sign followed by the greater than sign. So I'm now saying I would echo out my key,
and then is, and then echo out the value. Okay, Okay, so I'm echoing out the key, which is credits, and then the value, which is 3.
Okay, so I'm echoing out both credits and value. And then I did another one just to show it.
Okay. And that was something that was important to get my head around when I first started this, is that this is going to get me the value, this is getting me both, that I can go through and access.
Okay, it's 43. We'll finish this up on Thursday. I want to find the one that has the curly braces. I just couldn't remember its name. And we'll look at that, and then we'll look at images. Okay. And now I'm remembering.